I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and Leaders Portfolio. We are in the midst of this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards. I love these awards because you might be a business who sells the private sector, maybe the public sector. You know, there's Leadership Business of the Year. Maybe you have what it takes to be Business Leader of the Year. There's separate categories for businesses under 50 employees and over 50 employees. And the goal is to get businesses and leaders to respond to a set of questions on leadership and ethics. And then those applications are independently judged. And we love to be able to present those winners to you each year. And we feel like we're giving back to the kind of discussion on businesses doing the right thing and encouraging that through these awards each year. So information at leadersportfolio.com. Well, right now we are in the studio with the CEO and founder of We Localize, Mr. Smith Yule. We Localize, with $83 million in revenues, based in Frederick, Maryland, and maintains offices in the UK, Germany, Ireland, Japan, and China, and provides integrated translation services and products to support the need for on-demand translation. So welcome, Smith, to Leaders Portfolio.
Hello. Very happy to be here. Thanks.
Now, is it a necessary condition to speak a whole bunch of languages for your position?
Unfortunately, I'm still working on English, so...
Well, you always have the translation services, right? So you're fine. So you don't really need another language.
I know someone who can help me, yes.
Now, you recently, first of all, let's explain what We Localize provides and to who.
Sure. So we translate anything you see on a screen. So on your phone, on your TV, on your refrigerator screen. And our clients are clients such as Google, Apple, Microsoft. So mainly high-tech companies.
And so it's not necessarily always language translation. It's English to English.
Well, there are instances where we'll do UK English. That's right. But mainly it's English into over 100 different foreign languages.
And so how did you get into this? I mean, this is kind of a unique business niche, right?
Well, when my wife and I met, we had no common language. So you might say that I got into it through necessity. And the idea sort of was born while I was in Germany. And a lot of the friends I had in Germany were complaining that, you know, why do Americans think the whole world speaks English? The whole world doesn't speak English.
Right.
And why won't these companies give us their products in our language in a nice quality way? So that's how it all came together.
Interesting. So you owe your wife a lot.
I certainly do. She's a co-founder of the business. We started together 15 years ago.
And what role does she have currently?
She's VP of finance.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. And so the next thing that occurred with We Localize is you recently merged with Park IP Translations. This is your third and biggest merger.
Actually, our 13th.
13th?
Yeah.
So, all right, got that wrong.
So we just left the one off there. And it's our biggest. It's a company in New York City. They specialize in the translation of intellectual property, patents, and other legal work. They're the leader in their field here in the USA.
And there's always a cultural issue with mergers. And so you've had now experience with 13 of them.
Yes.
What have you seen? When do they work? When do they fail?
Well, fortunately for us, we've been able to make all of them work. And they worked because of culture to begin with, right out of the gate. We did a lot of work up front with these companies just to make sure we had cultures that matched in terms of values, in terms of integrity, in terms of work ethic, in terms of support for staff. And I think that's the reason they've all worked out.
And so what's the long-term plan?
Well, we want to continue to grow. We want to be recognized as the leader in our industry. We recently ranked number 10 out of all of the companies in our industry, and we want to continue to move towards the front of that pack.
Now, you have over 600 employees worldwide. So managing employees globally where values are different, right? Certain cultures are, I want lots of time off. Other cultures are, family is important. Other cultures are work-centered. Mm-hmm. How do you handle that? And have you ever kind of gotten employees in a certain culture thinking this would work this way and it didn't?
Well, we're in cultures all over the world, China, Japan, Europe, and definitely each culture has unique characteristics. But there's certain things that there are the same with people wherever you go. People want to be treated fairly. People want to be appreciated. People want opportunity, and they want challenge. Now, that doesn't matter. Whatever country you come from, those things we've seen to be universal. So in building our company, those are the things that we have to remember. And when we talk about building a healthy company, you know, I want to build the greatest company in this industry. And the way you do that is with great people and making sure they are appreciated, they are valued, and that health of the corporation beyond just numbers transcends into the morale of the staff globally.
Has there been one culture that's been harder?
Well, any culture that is different than yours, quite honestly,
is hard.
is hard for all of us. Any culture. When I first went over to Germany, I was stationed there in the Army. I had to get used to it. There's different food. There's different customs. There's different ways of living. So you have to get used to all of that, and that's wherever you might go in the world.
You were, speaking of the Army, you were awarded a U.S. Army Bronze Star in Operation Desert Storm in 1991. And so one of the interesting things for you is that you have had military service that where people recognize, right, Operation mm-hmm. Desert Storm. And so tell us about that experience.
Well, the interesting thing about your show in terms of leadership is that I think the military offers the best leadership training you can find anywhere. And
interesting.
That whole Bronze Star experience was basically, it wasn't really me. It was really the people, the other leaders that I was working with. Our unit led the main attack, and I wasn't the only one to get a Bronze Star. But we were able to pick up where some of the resources we had were disabled during that attack, and we were able to pick up and get it going again. So I and quite a few other leaders were all recognized for that. But that fundamental leadership and leadership training was in the Army was the best, I think, that you can get.
Was that the most scared you've ever been?
It was interesting. People asked me that question. You're so busy.
You don't have time to think about it.
You don't. You're scared before it starts. But once it started, you're so busy. I mean, we ran out of ammunition at one point. We were so busy.
I'd be scared.
And you're not scared. You're scared before it starts, and then you're scared once it's over, thinking, what did I just go through?
Yeah.
But during it, you're too busy to even think about it.
Yeah, that's interesting. And so do you think the Army, when you talk about how it's an excellent kind of reference for leadership, do you think they've been consistent in good leadership? Do you think they were good in leadership training during your period? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going up currently?
Well, I didn't stay in the military. I was only in for 4 years, but I had friends who stayed in. And by and large, the friends that I have still think very, very highly of the leadership, of the leaders. I think like any large organization, sometimes there's pockets where you need improvement. But by and large, I hear good things.
Interesting. All right, good. We're speaking mm-hmm. with the CEO and founder of We Localize, Mr. Smith Yule, here with us. And you have a bachelor's in English from Tulane.
Mm-hmm.
What's your overall leadership philosophy?
Well, if you ask me to define leadership through my experience in the military and afterwards, it's really the fundamental ability to be able to convince people to achieve what they didn't think before was possible. That's
good.
That's the hill you have to get over time and time again when you're setting goals for a company, when you're setting goals for your military unit, whatever it might be. The truth is most people go into it, if the goal is high, thinking, I'm not going to be able to do it. So you've got to convince them that they can do it and that they can do it as a team. And if they as a team are convinced that they can and reach that stage where they believe that they can do it, anything is possible. There is nothing that they can't achieve as a team if that starts to click.
And so do you quickly find out if somebody doesn't fit the team?
You do. Mm-hmm. And not everybody will fit the team. Absolutely not. And that's another tough thing about leadership is leaders have to make those decisions. Now, who's not going to work? When we got deployed to Desert Storm, there were certain people in our unit that we didn't take. We left them back at the unit in Germany. Over the years, as we've grown as a company, there have been certain stages where some of the staff was ideally suited to where we were at that time in our growth. And then as you grow, some people don't like larger companies or aren't suited to larger companies. We've gone from 2 people, my wife and I, when we started the business, to over 600 now. And a 600-person company is not for everybody the way it was for people for a 10-person or a 50-person company.
Was there ever a
when you're talking about you and your wife started this and now it's, you know, over 600 employees, was there ever a time where you thought it would fail, your company, or there was a cash flow issue or any of the above?
Oh, we've had challenges just like any other company. I can't say that I ever thought it would fail, no. I never felt that. I definitely felt worried. We went through recessions. We had some serious challenges after the internet bubble burst back in 2000, 2001. We had cut the company in half. There was the mid-2000s when that recession hit as well. We had to cut back. So we've had ups and downs.
And you've probably learned to take it easier now, right? In the maybe when you were first starting out, it was harder. And now it's kind of the flows of decision making. Are you worried less?
Well, the one thing that's made it smoother now is we've got a really strong executive team and other strong leaders throughout the company that we call our operational excellence team. Because we've got so many good people we can count on, the pressure is a little bit different than it was when I was wearing four or five hats.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Sure. Thank you. My pleasure. Enjoyed it.
Mr. Smith Yule here with us in Leaders Portfolio Studio. He's the CEO and founder of We Localize. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to thank the supporters of leadership for supporting great leadership content. Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Greentree Surgeons, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. And if you want the federal or business communities to associate your business with leadership, please consider becoming a sponsor of Leaders Portfolio. It's a day and age when people's partners, clients, potential employees, current customers, future customers are very, concerned about, should we trust this business? And so we encourage you to associate with Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith asking you, what's in your portfolio?